you'll have to help me a bit. Is this on?
Yes.
Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I want to be able to, you know, speak loudly enough. What I would generally say is welcome to worship this morning. But you're welcoming me to worship this morning, and I thank you. It's very nice to be here today. My name is Ron Sample. I was pastor in Newcastle for quite a while, and I have been retired for quite a while. And this is a nice opportunity, and I thank you. If I'm a little bit rusty, bear with me, okay? I've never used this service before, but we will get through. One of the very first things I noticed when I came up here, I know you're without a pastor right now, but somebody is really taking nice care of your church and your grounds. Just looks beautiful, and I congratulate all of you on that. It's very, very nice. I'll introduce my wife, too. She came with me. That's Betty, and she's my wife, and we brought somebody else with us, but she's got him tucked away out back so he can't bark at people. But anyway, are there announcements that should be made at this time? Anyone have any announcements or anything?
The women's group is meeting at 1 o'clock on Monday.
No, Wednesday.
On Wednesday, okay.
At the fellowship. And the bicycles will be in the basement again this Friday with the Iowa youth group. They were here, and they did leave a gift basket. I put it in the fellowship hall. So they were here this Friday, and they will be back again next Friday to sleep in our basement.
How nice. How nice. What a nice way to help people. That's great. Thank you, Jean. Any other announcements that need to be made at this time? If not, then we will begin our worship with the gathering. The Holy Spirit calls us together as the people of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Lord, have mercy. I think we're doing the Kyrie.
Okay, I think you start with the Kyrie, and then repeat the...
Oh, okay. Okay, excuse me. I may have to find it in the hymnal.
213.
213, okay. You belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. You belong to Christ, in whom you have been baptized. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Okay, the first reading from the 7th chapter of Amos. This is what the Lord God showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I am setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste, and I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to King Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from this land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go, flee away to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there, and prophesy there, but never again prophesy at Bethel. For it is the king's sanctuary, it is a temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from following the flock, and the Lord said to me, go, prophesy to my people Israel. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. So let us read Psalm 85 responsibly. I will listen to what the Lord God is saying. For you speak peace to your faithful people and to those who turn their hearts to you.
Truly your salvation is very near to those who fear you, that your glory may dwell on the land.
Steadfast love and faithfulness have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other.
Faithfulness shall spring out from the earth, and righteousness shall overcome.
The Lord will indeed grant prosperity, and our land will yield its increase.
Righteousness shall go before the Lord, and shall appear God at heaven.
The second reading is from the first chapter of Ephesians. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, that he lavished on us with all wisdom and insight. He has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
this morning, and I will read from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18, beginning with verse 5.
Glory to you, Lord.
As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging, and hearing a multitude going by, he inquired what this meant. And they told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he said, "Lord, let me receive my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." Here ends the reading of the Holy Gospel lesson for today.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Is it time for me to speak now? Okay. I'm sorry. You got to bear with me. You got a pretty rusty fellow here. But We'll get along well. This has been a strange year, and before I go into that, I'd like to have a word of prayer. And we need it; our world needs it, and Pastor Thoreau needs it too. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can come together and feel your love, your forgiveness, your acceptance, and all the good things in life that you have given to us. Please be with us as we worship. We hear your word as you speak to us, each to our own hearts. And be with Pastor Ken as he undergoes his treatments in California. Bring him once again to full health. And we pray for the world. There's all kinds of confusion right now. And if ever we needed your touch, it's at this moment in time. We thank you because we know you hear our prayer. In the name of Jesus, amen. A year or so ago, I thought I would get myself a new Bible. Not because I had read up the old one, but I needed to upgrade the size of the print. And so I started looking around. And what I wanted was to get a New Testament. And I thought, well, what would be good is if I got a King James. Because I don't have one. And they make them with red letter and stuff, you know, New Testament. So I started looking all over the place, and I could not find a New Testament in King James. I couldn't find a New Testament anywhere. Everything was the Bible. They used to make New Testaments, you know. I finally found one, and it was a large print, red letter edition, $250, you know, for just a New Testament. So I thought, no, I thought better. I decided, well, I don't need the whole Bible, but I'll get one. So I did. And this is it. It is super-sized print, it says. And the whole thing is heavy. But I really enjoyed it. I thought with the King James Version, I'd read a little slower. Sometimes, I don't know if you ever feel this way, but I know the Bible pretty well, and when I hit a passage, I just kind of think in my head, and I read real fast because I know what it's going to say. And the King James slowed me down a little bit. And that's what I wanted. And so, for the past year or so, I've been using that. And I started out and I thought, well, I'll just read every book in this. And I started out and I read 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings and 1 and 2 Chronicles and Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Got into the New Testament a little bit. And all of a sudden I thought, why am I reading this whole thing? Because I have some special interests and I'm not getting down to them. And that's what I want to do now. I want to get down to them. I used to have to, as a pastor, you know, you need to be the authority. Well, I'm retired. I'm not the authority. I don't have to be a biblical scholar anymore. I don't have to teach. I'm an evangel. That's what I want to be. I want to share the good news. And so I carefully pick, as I go through the Gospels, I carefully pick what grabs me by the heart. And there are so many of them. And I read one this morning, and I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a minute. But that's what being an evangelical is all about. It's about hearing the good news. And we need good news right now. Every one of us, we need good news. And I kind of liken it to grazing as I go through the New Testament, you know. I come to one piece, I don't have to read the whole gospel. I just find what really grabs me. And I pay attention to that because it's always the words of the Lord. That's what I'm really interested in. And in that big Bible, they're marked out with red print. And so it isn't hard to find them. And those are the things that I want to think about. Those are the things that mean something to me. And I believe that they mean something to you. And I believe also that that's what we all need right now. We need the words of our Lord. Now, as a pastor, I would take a look at that story from the Gospel of Luke that I read to you about the blind man in Jericho. And I would think, well, I've got to go through this and I've got to get all the deep meanings and all of that. And I'd study it real hard, might even get my Greek out and do some translating. But now I don't do that. Now I don't do that. I take a look at the words of Jesus and I realize they don't need my help. I need them. I need those words. And that passage that I read this morning is one of those that has jumped out at me and grabbed me by the heart and held me. And you know the story, you know it well, about the blind man, and he calls out, saying he wants to know, what's all the confusion? And somebody says, well, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, and the man started to yell, because he knew there was some help there, and he needed help. And the other people said, you know, be silent, be silent. He wouldn't be silent. He kept calling out. And Jesus heard him, and he stopped and he said, what do you want me to do for you? And that man said, I want you to give me my sight. And that's what Jesus did. And Jesus said, your faith has made you well. There's no other meaning for that passage. It's just what happened long time ago. Now, does that get reduplicated today? I don't know. All I do know is when we call to Jesus, he stops, he hears, and he provides what we need and how we need it. And that, of course, is a very individual matter. So we don't see people being healed by somebody else today. Jesus isn't walking around. But know this, he hears us and he stops and he listens and he reaches out and he touches it where he touches us where we need it. And he provides the good news that we need for our life. I was visiting with Gene this morning, and we both come from the same church in Casper, Our Savior's Lutheran Church. And it's a young person. The choir would get to sing once a month, and we'd go up the stairs up into the choir loft. And one of the songs that we sang means so much to me still. And I mean, that's been 60 years ago at least. But I always remember it runs through my head, and it has to do with this story, really. In the song, I can't remember all of it. I remember some of it. I'll tell it to you. We would sing for the congregation from up in the choir loft. Jesus Christ is passing by. Sinner, lift to him thine eye. As thy precious moments flee, cry, Lord, be merciful to me. Lo, he stands and calls to thee. What would thou then have of me? Rise and tell him all thy need. For Christ, he calleth thee indeed. Between that passage and that song, life is good. In the midst of everything that's going on, the pandemic and the chaos in our society and the world, we got to have something strong to hang on to. And that strong thing is not a thing but a person. We got to hang on to Jesus, and we go to him, we confess our sins, and he is faithful and just and forgives our sins and provides what it is that we need for our life at this very time. And for that, we are a faithful congregation. We are a congregation of people who want to hear his words, who listen very carefully, who look at those stories that happen, and then we realize what that can mean for us. We do have so much to be grateful for. And as that man who called out, Jesus, help me, I need your help, we can do the same thing, and we can rest assured that he's going to give it to us. Please rise. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let justice flow like streams of sparkling water, pure, enabling growth, refreshing life, abundant, cleansing, sure. Let righteousness roll on as others' cares we heed, an ever-flowing stream of faith translated into deed. So may God's plumb line straight define our measure true, and justice, right, and peace pervade this world our whole life through. Let us confess together our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us come before the triune God in prayer. Holy Parent, you welcome your people into one family and gather all things to yourself. Bestow your grace upon your beloved church. Lavish your wisdom upon us. Redeem us from our faults, that by our witness all might praise your glory. Lord, in your mercy. Awesome Creator, you steadfastly tend to the smallest of seeds and the mightiest of sycamore trees. Spring up green growth from the earth. Furnish the growth of fruit, grain, and other crops, and bless the work of farmers and laborers. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of the oppressed, turn the ears of those who are in power to the voices of prophets in our own day. Protect those who speak difficult truths when it is risky to do so. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of strength, you are near to those who endure difficulty. Comfort all who are survivors of violence. Guard the refugee and the immigrant, and protect all those who are victims of prejudice and discrimination. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of love, we pray this holy house and for all of those who worship here. We pray especially for those whose efforts behind the scenes often go unnoticed. For the custodian, Jamie, and the maintenance workers, for our office staff, Jean, and for all of our volunteers. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue working through our joint call committee and through all who work for the future of our ministry in Buffalo. We pray that the Spirit will move and work through those who seek candidates for our ministry and in the hearts of candidates as well. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
We thank you, God, for the saints, the martyrs, and the prophets who have died in the faith. We remember those in this community who have recently died, especially Brett and Robin Dickerson and Betsy Moore. United with them as God's children, assure us that we are yours forever. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your abiding grace.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated. Thank you for sending your offerings to the church or giving through online banking. Thank you. Praise and thanks to you, Holy God, for by your word you made all things. You spoke into the darkness, called forth beauty from chaos, and brought life into being. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
By your word you called your people Israel to tell of your wonderful gifts. Freedom from captivity, water on the desert journey, a pathway home from exile, wisdom for life with you. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Through Jesus, your word made flesh, you speak to us and call us to witness. Forgiveness through the cross, life to those entombed by death, the way of your self-giving love. For your word of life, O God,
we give you thanks and praise.
Send your spirit of truth, O God, rekindle your gifts within us, renew our faith and increase our hope, and deepen our love for the sake of a world in need. Faithful to your word, O God, draw us near to all who call on you through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Please rise and we will pray together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. And deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Amen.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Serve the Lord.